Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What's that noise?
Sorry, I shut my legs. That's me, fast and loose.
Hey. Not as fast as you used to be.
Oh, no.
I'm a lot looser.
Hey, it's podcast 104, everybody.
No way.
104.
Don't we look good for our age,
dear?
You
know, we look bloody marvellous.
Oh, dear.
Mind you, my vagina is very geriatric. When does a vagina and a penis become geriatric?
Is it when they're touching the floor?
Probably, yes. I'm not far off
it. What about when you stand up? Well, if you were sitting down, lying down on the floor.
No, I don't know why, I just went blank.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I was just staring at Carl, and just, my whole mind went...
Oh, welcome to living like a bloke.
Well, welcome to getting old.
Do blokes' minds go blank?
Always.
You really?
Know, you know when women...
Usually when we're told to do something.
Yeah, well, that's... But you know when women say, what's in your mind, what are you thinking about? And a bloke actually says, nothing. What you just experienced then... is exactly how it is.
Really?
Yeah. When we say nothing, we are really capable of actually thinking about fuck
nothing.
All.
Yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
love information like
it's,
that.
It's a fact. It's a genuine fact.
Yeah.
Drives women nuts, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like information that's new. Anyway, here we are
yeah.
in our kitchen in Cheshire. Watson is here snuffling around. It's not the sound of my vagina, but it is our British bulldog who loves it when Glenn comes round because as soon as Glenn walks in, the smell of cheese just walks in. And he does. He goes, oh, cheesy puffs. What's this?
Who am I to disappoint the bulldog this week?
I know. Come
here
on,
they are
then,
again.
What we got?
It's another packet of
yeah!
giant.
No way.
Everybody's favourite teeth. Clingers.
Oh, come on, Walkers. We need to be sponsored by Walkers. Oh, my God.
You
cheese.
You actually were still picking cheese out of your teeth from last week. Only yesterday.
I flipping love Watsits.
Have a bunch. See if they're on a par with last week's.
Yeah, keeps it quiet.
Oh, my God, so nice.
Are you going to dip it into your wine? I notice you've got a nice full glass of red there.
I really...
Smells amazing, by the way. Is it two cocks?
Do you want to I wasn't expecting you to say that so early. Later on, maybe. Want a sip?
Yeah, I'll have a sip of the two
from that
cups.
Side.
Yeah, what flavour? What brand is this?
Carl got it for me. What is it?
Oh, it tastes like communion wine.
It's weird, isn't it? As someone like me who's basically a non-drinker, I will pick wine up not by what it says on it, but just by how much it is.
Right.
So I'll go. Well, I'm on the premise that the more expensive the bottle of wine is, the better it should taste,
yeah.
I'm assuming. So that's...
I think anywhere between £5 and £10.
That's what I got, so...
Is the best.
Sorry?
Anywhere between £5 and £10, you've done all right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They do them that cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me that, sweetie. Anyway.
Glenn, thanks.
I don't know, this is a...
Do you want me to look at it? I've got my glasses on.
Yeah, I haven't even got my glasses on.
It's... I can't pronounce it. It's a La...
Twat
La Arienne de Angers... 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 De France. That's all I know.
We're so cultured.
I know, it's terrible. So it's a bottle from France, and it wasn't cheap. And I have to say, it's very, very nice.
It is nice, yeah.
It's a very nice bottle of wine. So I'm enjoying that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. How are you, Glenn?
Well, I'm all right, thank you. Before I answer that, any more questions about myself? Would you like a finger?
I would like a finger. I always like a finger. Yeah, but to add to the... Oh, we love a finger.
Oh, and the chocolate fingers again.
Yeah. Well, fingers.
Actually, now, they are the only chocolate
now,
fingers.
Now, look.
Oh.
What's this?
Now.
Why is Watson attacking the table
I
now?
I don't know. I was out with my friend Ange, my lovely friend Ange.
Not Ange.
Ange. And we went to the country, was it Country Life or Country Living, festive show.
Did you really?
All this the way in posh. Harrogate. And then we went for Betty's tea.
It's nice in Harrogate.
Oh, it's lovely. Yeah? Really enjoyed it. Anyway, we brought back some very nice little desserts. One is a biscoff.
Yeah.
Little cake, and one is a Nutella and can't remember, just Nutella and something chocolate
right.
cake. So I thought we could perhaps dive in.
Yes, shall we mix and match?
Get some books. We could dive in because, oh, let me tell you, I had a little bit of the biscoff last night with a cup of tea in bed.
Yeah.
Whilst watching, I'm very, very behind on this.
Go on.
An Idiot Abroad.
An Idiot Abroad. Oh, is that the Carl Pilkington?
Yeah, oh my God. Can I just say, for those people who've not seen it, like me and Carl.
And me, by the way.
Right, series one, episode four, where he goes to Mexico. I nearly had a coronary. I couldn't stop laughing. I had tears streaming down my face.
That it should have been.
Oh, for goodness sake, it's a shit joke. Anyway, I nearly had a coronary. So you've got to watch. You've ruined that now, you two.
You have.
You've got to watch series one, episode four. Carl Pilkington.
Mexico.
Can't even say that. In Mexico.
Okay.
One of the funniest things I've seen for a long time, from the beginning. Please watch.
What streaming service is it on?
It's just on YouTube.
Oh,
just
on YouTube. All right,
yeah,
okay.
Just type it. It's free. You don't just please watch
anything
it.
That Ricky Gervais is associated
genius.
With is going to be
good.
Brilliant.
Oh.
Absolutely. The man is probably the greatest comic genius we've had.
Big fans.
Yeah.
I just
we just love him.
And I love him because he doesn't give a fuck.
And I keep saying to Carl, please watch it. Please. He's still not watched it for 2 days. Please, will you just watch it?
Because I've got to work.
You've got to work. I know. God, that sounded a bit. We've got to work. That sounded like Deirdre Barlow. Oh, I'm not going to prison. No. Saeed.
Where's Tessie? She's upstairs playing tips.
Tessie. I auditioned for her.
Did you?
I did. I auditioned for Tracy Barlow. It was between me and the girl got it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she got it. I would have been much better.
You would have been much better.
I would have been a right good Tracy.
But look how your life turned out much better instead.
Hey, Watson, for feck's sake.
All right, Watson.
Get
you're looking
down.
For a crisp.
That's a good picture, that.
It is.
Quick,
take it.
Oh, Watson, what's this? Quick, hurry up.
I'm sorry.
There's only so much, so much weight he can put on his back legs. I'm talking about Carl. Look at him. Oh, what's this? Do you want another one? Here we go. He's gone.
Play fuck off.
There he's gone now. Right, how was your day?
Oh, how was my day? Well...
Play the jingle.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
How was your day?
Jingle, for Christ's sake. How many years have we been doing this?
Do you want to press the buttons?
No. It's your job.
You can find out difficult.
You've got bigger fingers and thumbs than me.
Oh, dear. And that's the problem.
Oh.
Yeah. All fingers and thumbs.
You are.
So my day, well, you know last week when my house absolutely stank of curry for 48
Please
hours?
Please don't tell me it's still there.
It is still there.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even joking. I've scrubbed down the worktops, given the cooker a good clean as well.
Did she complain?
No, she enjoyed that bit.
Did she?
Yeah.
It could be in the curtains. Have you tried sort of like
the curtains,
fabric stuff?
I've been using not a Febreze spray, but like an antibacterial spray on the chairs around the dining room table. And
can
stuff
I just
like.
Ask, you've not peed anybody off, have you?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I probably have, but it wouldn't have been intentional.
You don't know. Somebody could put some curry paste in your curtain poles.
Oh, I don't have curtains, though.
Oh, you don't have curtains.
Did
that's
that with
right.
a neighbour once, not curry paste. But
was it fish?
Well, we did a couple of things because we used
to... A pair of your old pants?
Well, we
put prawns in there.
We had each other's... We had keys to each other's house and we just terrorised each other because we were really close mates. And one night he went and I put one of those... I put haddock... Behind it, the first thing I did was put haddock behind his radiator.
Right.
Which obviously, when that goes off, then I put some fish under his floorboards.
Oh my god, you sod.
But I also put one of those, those cordless doorbells.
Yeah.
I put that under his bed, the So when I was out, when I, because obviously as a cameraman, I used to work stupid hours. So I'd come back at like 4 a.m. and I'd stand under his bedroom window just letting it go off.
Oh my God, that's a great idea!
The other time he did go off, he went away on holiday and he was gone for 2 weeks. And when he came back, he had, I'd cultivated in his, on his carpet, a whole beautiful load of cress. I just put the seeds and watered it for a couple of weeks.
I've heard of the cress one before, about people who've gone on honeymoon and left the house keys with someone else.
Just
and
really gone to,
but what a great idea with the...
cress on the beds.
What, on the beds?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I interrupted you there. But what about... That is a great idea with the... Wow, my God, I love that.
Yeah, but we used to have water fights with hoses, but in each other's houses.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm not kidding. There were times when my house was absolutely drenched on the inside. Bless it. It was just bizarre. We had an awful lot of fun.
And you've been in touch with him, haven't you, not that long ago, FaceTime. Yeah. And I thought, honest to God, because I knew him just before we got married, didn't I? And because they were still living there. And honest to God, the things that they post through each other's post boxes.
I put his house up for sale.
Yeah. I was so worried. I thought, oh, no. When you started being in touch with him again, I thought, no. This is going to start all over again.
Yeah, I actually put his house up for sale in the paper. And I put leaflets out and said it was an old people's home at one point.
Oh,
we had those printed. And it was literally, sick and tired of your relatives? Bring them here. Guaranteed they won't last 3 months. What was the other thing? I put his girlfriend's car up for sale as well. I mean, he did exactly the same to me. It wasn't one-sided.
Yeah.
I mean, this was just... We constantly...
It was good fun, wasn't it?
Oh, it was
good. Good, clean fun.
Good, clean fun. But anybody out there that's listening... Get the key for... Where do you get these things? So you get them... You could get them on Amazon now, couldn't you?
Anyway, yeah. All it is just a... it's a cordless doorbell.
Phone,
so literally, all you put the bell... You know, either under the bed, but if you can get into a floorboard, that's even better because they don't know where it's coming from for ages and ages. And you leave it there and you can just stand outside and keep pressing the fucking thing. Because I used to, and just I'd look above me and just wait for their bedroom light to go on. And you could hear the argument slowly start with him and his girlfriend. And it'd be like, well, I don't know where it fucking well is.
Well, it's a doorbell. You must know where it fucking is. Oh, if only if we could get into Stuart's house.
Oh, yes.
I mean, we've talked about that. We must
have
talked
about... I do have
a key. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
God, mind you, he'd be very upset if we pulled his floorboards up.
Hey, Bainty, I was busy shagging.
Yeah, the point is you do it carefully so they don't know.
Can we go in? Can we go
ninja? I'm actually wondering whether we do it to Jenny.
We haven't got Jenny's key.
No, but it'll be easy.
Stuart would be funnier because he wouldn't know, would he?
No,
maybe.
Hey,
why don't we do it to Glenn?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
He won't know.
Even though he's sat here, he won't remember.
Glenn won't have a clue.
He's thick as pig shit.
I know.
Ow, ouch. Wow.
He knows I mean it with love.
See? She says it to my face.
That's true.
Exactly.
Better that than behind my back.
I know. He says I've got a moustache and a hairy minge. What the hell? You know, revenge is sweet, baby.
Yeah.
I actually remember saying on one of the investigations we had, when something hit me in the back, you said, where did he? I said, in the back. And I said, which means it's a good aim to get through all those knives.
Yeah.
So that was my day. The fact that my house still stinks of curry.
Well,
and it wasn't a prank, by the sounds of things.
No.
Well, this is bad. We need to sort this out. What can we do?
I don't know. I'm open to suggestions, so if you want
to
email
us. Did you get the baby? Did you go to the dog's...
Did you go to the dog's trust?
Did you go to the pet store?
Evidently not. I thought it might have gone by now, you see.
Why didn't you listen to me?
Well,
you
should have listened to you.
Me.
You are right and I was wrong.
I'm looking at you now. I'm giving you the proper... You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Quite a few insults going over to Glenn tonight. I'm a little bit concerned.
Glenn is my brother. I've known him for fucking years. He can take it.
Yeah.
You can't you?
I can, of course.
Go and get the flipping thing.
Where'd you get the order from, then?
The fucking pet shop. I've said to you.
Right, okay. Right, well, I'll go.
This is where they go to each other for a while. All I can say, Glenn, is when you're listening to this, just go and listen to last week's podcast. It tells you exactly where you can get them from.
Aye, of course,
exactly.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the advice.
Yeah,
I will take you up on the interesting information.
Yeah, well, we'll see next week, shall we?
Yeah,
whether
we
you've flipping well done it or not. If you say to me that your house is stinking of curry again, you've only got yourself to blame.
Well, that's a
and
fair
it
point,
must
well,
be
mate.
You then. It must be coming from your arse. That's all I'm saying, Glenn. Because it can't be coming from anywhere
else. My
arse
is as fragrant as everyone else's.
How do you know? Do you smell it yourself?
I'm double jointed. Yeah, have some more chocolate.
How was your day, Mr. B?
Oh, do you know what? I just want to say thank you, Sam.
Oh, I was with you.
Well, you were with me. Sam. Thank you, Sam.
Not Sam.
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 Who's Sam?
We went for lunch. Where did we go?
Where did we go?
Because we're teased, isn't it?
Trentham Gardens.
Trentham Gardens?
Trentham Gardens.
Centre. Why didn't you say? I've got a place there.
Have you?
No way.
Yeah. Bloody hell, Glenn. You must be earning a bloody fortune.
What sort of place?
It's just a small townhouse, but, you know, it looks all right.
They're nice there. They have some really nice properties there. Yeah, was it a three-story town?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we went past them, didn't we, with thatching?
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Well, if I'd have known, I could have let you know.
You should have.
I love a thatching.
Yeah.
Well, certainly your thatch. Need a new ridge.
So what did you do there with Sam and
Do you know what? We went and had some lunch and they were a bit short staffed.
Sorry, the dog just bit me.
He was well after that, what's it then, wasn't he?
They were short staffed, but you wouldn't have known. Mm. You know what I mean? Those people there, weren't they? The table service were working solidly.
When you say short staff, did you mean there's not many staff working there, or they're just really small people? I need some clarification so we can imagine
that.
There weren't
many of them there.
Really short staff there.
Yeah. There was a few. Snow White's little disciples.
Just to let you know, it was the Italian bit we went in, wasn't it? With the spaghetti and the pizzas and stuff. Because I don't know if they were all like that, but they were there. And the guy that served us, was a guy at the temple. Every single person had a smile on them. They didn't, no one was frowning. Even the people who were working their ass off behind the kitchen.
Yeah.
Were smiling there, but you know, it wasn't one of those bits, you know, because I'm quite happy to have a moan at service, but this was the complete opposite. It was such great service, and everything was a smile, nothing was too much. And Sam was our guy, so I don't know if him or anyone there listens to this podcast, but if they do, well done, Sam.
Yeah, sounds
nice,
good.
Nice bloke.
And how was your day, Yvette?
Well, let me, Watson, will you just get down?
Shall I move
Success
the Watsons out of his
Watsons,
way?
Yes, please. And if he comes anywhere near your crotch, Carl, or Glenn,
I'll let him leave. Stay there.
How was my day? Well, I had a very lovely day. As I mentioned, myself and my lovely best friend Ange, we went to, I think it's a Country Life sort of festive do, where they have all these stalls, and that's where I got us these cakes. Thinking about
that's
the,
right, because we haven't around these cakes yet.
Anyway, it was wonderful because it was festive. It's all about Christmas. And there were these wonderful carol singers, and there were three of them, and they were dressed in Victorian garb with the top hats, and the, you know, it was lovely, and they had the carol books out there with the old-fashioned music, and they were singing, "The holy army," all of that. Yes. So Ange says, "I'm just going to the loo," because they're outside, not outside the loo, but in the vicinity of the toilets.
Wow.
Hang on. Who was in the toilets?
The carol singers were hanging outside the
toilets.
Wow.
Was it to drown out the sound of people who are taking a shit?
Did they get you all long?
I mean, surely they did it proper Victorian ones. They just use a bloody bucket, wouldn't they?
In the vicinity of the toilet, not outside the toilet.
Right.
So Ange said, I'll just nip into the loo. Anyway, I'm standing outside the toilets and the carol singers are singing "The Holly and the Ivy," and I'm tapping my foot and I'm really getting into it, you know, and everybody else is walking past them and ignoring them, and they all look fabulous. So I started to do a bit of a jig, and then I joined in. And I'm giving it "The Holly and the Ivy," and I'm doing this with my arms like I'm like a chicken. And then I'm tapping my foot and clapping my hands. And when they finished, I gave them a big round of applause. And I was the only one to do it. And I thought, that's very, very rude.
They turned to you and went, "Fuck off."
No. And then they turned to one of the blokes turned to me and winked.
Did.
So I winked back.
With what?
I winked back. And then he went a bright shade of red.
Did he?
He did. And I think he must have thought, she's cruising. She's cruising outside the toilets at the Country Life Festive.
Want to go in there, mate.
Festive, what do you call it? The festive thing?
Festive.
Festive Country Life Festive. There, that's the one. Yeah. Well,
do you know what? I bet there's people there now going, gee, I'm sure that was Yvette Field.
I look like, honestly, somebody that was just on a wonderful day out. And they actually looked at me with bloody sympathy because I was the only one to be doing a bit of dancing to the Holly and the Ivy.
Did anyone go, oh, bless?
Yes, I think they did. When he winked at me, without it was out of this sympathy.
How old was the guy that gave you a wink?
Hey?
How old was the guy that winked?
He's about 65.
Fuck, once that used to be old.
Yeah, honestly, it was a joyful experience. I was having joy on my own.
You sound like
that for the first time.
Do you know this wine is?
You got the other half a glass.
That? What the hell is that? I need to. I was about to put my glasses on, and then I've got my glasses on. Yeah. This is not good. Let me put your. Maybe I'll get double vision. Oh, that's better.
Right, double glasses on.
Right, let me see. That's 14.5%.
That's about normal for a bottle of wine.
What's wrong with me then? Why am I feeling?
What have you had to eat today?
I've had I had pasta.
Part of my finger and some what's-its.
Yeah, but I've had pasta and a big bowl of carbonara. And, but I did go swimming and I did push myself a lot.
Oh, right, so.
Oh, yeah, you went swimming today as well, didn't you?
I did.
But you've had a lot going on today.
I have. And let me tell you something else. Oh. I bought a spit.
You bought a spit roast?
I was going to say a Cedo. That sounds so
good. What?
What's a Cedo?
A speedo.
What, trunks?
No, I bought a speedo swimming costume because I've forgotten my other swimming costume.
Oh, okay.
So I got there, I'm crying. I got there and I'd forgotten my other swimming costume. Because I've put a little bit of weight on, so every time I do my breaststroke, my boobs pop out. It's not a good look. Get caught between my legs.
Two Zeppelins in a photo finish.
I'm not even listening to you diss your own body because you've got a perfect body.
Two Zeppelins in a photo finish. That's exactly what they look like. Hey, I'll give myself a headache. Anyway, so I've got this Speedo on, right? And I thought when I bought it, this material's very thin. Right, put it on, and I go swimming, do my stuff, come out wet, look in the mirror, just double checking, thinking, you can see everything.
Really?
Everything.
What colour's the costume?
Oh, my, black!
Huh?
Oh, did it look like you had a drowned cat?
It did! Oh, my God, it looked like I had a weeping willow down there. Because, of course, the 1970s was bush when it's wet. I tell you.
Weeping willow.
It just grows.
It just grows. Oh, my God. It was, and I thought, I've been swimming in this for weeks. No one's going to tell you, are they? No one's going to come up and say, excuse me, madam.
Tired by now.
I missed that. What did you say?
I thought you'd be tired by now. You've been swimming in it for weeks.
Oh, I see. I've just got you. God, I'm so slow. I know, I'm sorry. So anyway, yes, I'm very upset about that. And you know, it wasn't cheap either, that bloody swimming costume. It was like 28 quid.
Really?
Yes.
What? I haven't bought a swimming costume for years.
A swimming costume for a man?
Whatever.
You wear those nice long shorts.
I know, but I've not bought any for years. I've had the same ones for about 1,000 years. Is it something that, like everything else, you can spend hundreds of pounds on for women?
This really expensive ones. Wow.
But what's the difference between, say, a £200 one and one for 30 quid?
Nothing. Probably nothing.
Nothing.
Well, apart from you see through it.
Oh, I'm so upset about it. I'm so embarrassed. Really, really embarrassed. Wow. People would have seen that weeping willow for miles around. I was very upset by the whole thing.
Think you're being attacked by an octopus.
Yeah. Can you imagine if somebody knocked me over and tried to give me mouth to mouth? She's dying quick.
Especially from the wrong end.
Yeah.
Fuck, oh. She smells a tuna, but I'm going to try and save her.
Oh, my God. So anyway, I'm not wearing it anymore.
No. Okay, but on the plus side, cake back with you.
I have, but I've given the swimming costume to Mary, and I've not told her. Just for more, you know.
She'll just hear this and say,
yeah, exactly. Yes, let's try it.
Right, so what have we got then?
We've got, this is Biscoff.
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 Mm-hmm.
It sounds rude, doesn't it? Oh, Biscoff, you bastard. Anyway, and this one is something in Nutella.
It looks so like a marble cake,
I've tried
cake,
the
it?
Biscoff, and it's delicious. So I'm going to try the Nutella one now.
Mm. Well, I'm going to try the Biscoff.
Thank you very much. I'm going with the Glen thing. I'm going for Biscoff first.
Oh, my God.
Biscoff's good.
Oh.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's lovely. I've got the chocolatey one. Mm-hmm. Look at Watson. As soon as we eat him...
I know, he comes out of his hatch.
He does. A bit like my... Never mind. Never mind.
Now that comes out of the thatch.
It says peekaboo. That is delicious. Listen to the silence. I know. You know when something's good when it's all silent. Mm. See, that's the same with sex.
No, that's only means I've fallen asleep.
No, but do you think if it's silent, right? You know when people, because some people go, mm-hmm. Do you think that's because they're trying to make those noises to make the other person think that they're having a good time?
We'll turn them on.
Yeah.
Turn on the other
person. But if people are silent, like we've just been eating.
It'd be like shaking us like a spuds, wouldn't it?
Well, no, because it could mean if you enjoy yourself.
Make
them
you've got to make the effort. You've got to have the noise.
Even if it's fake.
When I lived in Chester for a while,
I
shared a house with somebody, and a laddie was shagging his bird in the bedroom next door, and she was wailing like a fucking banshee, and she was so loud. By the time they were finished, even I had a cigarette. It was they were that loud.
Yeah, but is she doing it? Is it real?
I don't know.
That's down to the individual, isn't it?
But what I mean, I'm saying to you is...
But the noises help.
Just a minute. The proof is in the pudding, or as the cake we've just said. Mm. When everybody's enjoying food... Like, pardon Watson, me. For goodness sake. Watson, no. You know what I'm trying to say? When you're sat at a dinner table and all of a sudden the food comes and you all start tucking in, all of a sudden the concentration is completely on that
on the food. Yeah.
And if it's really good... You all sit there for a few, maybe a minute, and you're all like, oh, and then just silence for that minute. Mm-hmm. Right. So, if you think to yourself you're having sex with your partner and they don't make a sound, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing, does it?
Well, to be fair, you've never been awake when we've done it, so...
You're talking to me or Glenn?
No, but it's down to the individual, because some people, you know, they don't make any noise whatsoever, and they need the kind of quiet concentration to blow their pop, don't they?
Blow their pop?
Yeah, they need that kind of...
Yeah, I suppose so.
So, but some people like to just scream and shout the house down, and that's how they get themselves off.
I've heard that the way you sneeze is the noise that you make when you have an orgasm.
You've really? Never gone...
I have from my vagina. I said that once, and there was a girl. She used to work when we had horses here, and it made me laugh because whenever she sneezed, she'd go.
She did.
So remember, next time you sneeze, that's the sound. That's the force that you make when you have an orgasm.
So every time I sneeze, it literally I go.
I'm killing you, dirty bitch! I kind of wonder what you're thinking as well, because most often I will stifle my sneezes on purpose.
Oh,
will
you? Oh,
loud,
there you go. You see, you don't know what to set people. Yeah, you hold off.
Yeah.
I just go, new shoes!
You just go, I wish you'd fucking finish.
All the 90 now when you're done.
Oh!
Floppy fucker!
Pull me 90 down when I'm done. Oh my god!
Anyway, on that bombshell, revelation. Shall we open up Correspondence Corner?
Oh yes, let's do.
Correspondence Corner. Oh yeah, the Fielding and the Hunt. Send us your email. Don't be a.
Still don't know what it is.
I couldn't have another one. No, that's what I'm saying.
Are we going to go for the marble cake, Carl?
Yeah,
I'll be going for the marble cake next year.
Are you going for what? Yeah, like Carl says, I'm sorry, yes.
No, you can cut it in half if
no,
you
no,
want.
No, I don't want any more. You two got to go for that. I've already had... No, I can't eat any more.
What is it, Nutella, did you say?
It's Nutella and something else. It's gorgeous.
Oh, it's like vanilla as well.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, see how you've gone quiet.
It's like a posh millionaire shortbread.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. You read that first email.
Okay, while you're enjoying it. Yeah. Okay, so this email comes from Alison Cook from Kirkby in Ashfield in Nottinghamshire. Hello, you mad, crazy people. I was listening to episode 101 when Yvette mentioned the lady with the huge baps who was breastfeeding near her.
Oh, yeah.
Well, on a recent visit to Nottingham, my parents and myself decided to go into the local Wetherspoons, and it was so busy that people were queuing for a table. Food finally arrived and I started to tuck into my curry. Another curry lover guy. Mm. When I heard my dad chuckling, he nodded over towards another table where there was a woman changing her baby's nappy.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. Watson, get down. Love you. Thankfully, the baby's arse was facing in the opposite direction to the diners, so we couldn't see the content. There was a baby That's changing disgusting. Room, not 20 steps away from a table. Anyway, thank you so much for being so wonderful and making me laugh so hard. I'm oh, sorry.
Not so hard.
I think it came out the wrong way. Sorry, I read it. I read it out correctly, but then I looked back at it and went, oh my God, have I just said I'm making me hard? I just thought, no, God, no, she's not written that. I'm making me laugh so hard. I'm a regular on your Most Haunted Experience events and I look forward to seeing you again in February, Orton Hall. As I say, love to you all from Alison Cook. Wow, that is amazing to me that somebody would change the nappy.
Cleanliness. That's got to be.
Oh, that's
got to be illegal because the hygiene.
Yeah. Oh,
I hope that was curry she was eating.
I hope somebody at Wetherspoons went through her out.
But if I was a manager, I would have done. I'm sorry. Get your fucking you and your dirty ass kid out of here.
I know, but you see, the thing is, Wetherspoons. I mean, come on now. They sell wine on a bloody a pump.
Do they?
Yes, they do. You can let
I know, but Wetherspoons
shit in full view.
I hope that the manager went out there and.
In fact, the manager probably looked at it and thought it was just one of their dishes.
A curry?
That's what I'm
saying. Maybe a curry?
Yeah.
Oh, did you say that?
Yeah.
Sorry, Glenn.
Sorry.
Your words just murmured me.
His mouth moves.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got an email here from John from Kent.
Oh, Kent, lovely.
Kent. Hello to the crazy gang. Does he mean us?
I think he does.
Okay. I have written to you all before last year about when I was caught out with Reg calling for spermie whilst I'm sat in traffic on the M25.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
And a crew of civil engineers in the van next to me were giving me a look. I thought I'd write again with a funny story you might like regarding a friend.
Oh, go on.
I'm a plumber, and when I was doing my apprenticeship, I was working on site with several plumbers and myself and another plumbing apprentice. Now, we were both 19 years old at the time, and to say I was jealous of him was an understatement. He had everything. The looks, the chat, the banter. And he always knew how to make a woman laugh. They used to fall at his feet. We was both not just colleagues, but good friends. Mm. And we used to all go for a drink on a Friday with the rest of our colleagues. And one evening, my friend decided to tell me he was a virgin and ask me for advice about taking the next step. Oh. I was shocked, but I had the full-on chat men do at the time. I wasn't that experienced in this department myself, so it was more about just who he would shag. Lol. He mentioned a lovely woman who was always in the pub on that Friday evening with her friends, and he said, I would love it to be her. So fast forward to the next Friday, we finished work, get dolled up and look in the park, went to the pub, and there she was. So all evening, I'm encouraging my friend to go and talk to her, buy her a drink, just talk to her, start with a hello. He done it, and by the end of the night, he was going back to her place.
Right, good what on happened him. Then?
Now, I failed to mention we had these small curry pots for lunch that
Not
day.
Not curry again.
Theme in it. And it always messes with your gut, but they were so tasty. So now Monday has come, and I can't wait to find out how it went. On the train to work and in work and after work, he wouldn't tell me nothing, and I was thinking, what could have happened that was so bad he couldn't tell me? Well, I didn't actually find out until a year later when he made her his girlfriend.
So it must have gone well.
Mm.
Must have gone well.
He went back to her flat and things was getting hot and heavy between each other, and they both start undressing each other and went into the bedroom. She said to him, I'll be back in a second. I'm just going to the bathroom. So he completely stripped off, laying under the covers. And when he felt that small curry pot bubbling inside of him, he couldn't hold the farting.
No.
And he let rip, but completely followed through.
No!
And shat the bed.
No!
In a blind panic, he jumped out of the bed and made... made his way home, still a virgin and shit all down his legs.
Oh, bless him.
They are both, believe it or not, now married.
Wow.
With beautiful children. Yes, I was the best man and I even told this story at the wedding. All the best. Hopefully I'll see you guys in a haunted experience. Although, even though I've already met Carl and Stu, but I'd love to meet Yvette and Glenn. John from Kent.
Oh, thank you, John. What a great story.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
I know, you'd
That's
just
awful,
die,
isn't
wouldn't
it?
You? Yeah.
You would die.
Yeah.
Oh, Crikey. My God. Okay.
Well, how do you get over
that? How do you get out of that? Yeah.
There's a point of, like, you I suppose there is that fight or flight thing going on, so you kind of go, no, I've got to just fucking get out of here because I can't even explain this. Yeah. It'll be easier to explain it in a couple of weeks when it's all died down and everything's been washed.
Yes.
And the aftermath has got to go, I'm really sorry, love, but... Or do you stay there and go, nothing's going to happen tonight because I've actually shit the bed?
What would you have done in that situation? Would you have stayed. You'd have stayed.
The reason I had to have stayed is because I wouldn't... I don't know, I think, for me, it will be... The funniness of it is the hair, but it's be so disrespectful just to shit in a bed and leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you, Glenn?
Yeah, I'd probably have stayed as well.
Yeah.
Face up to it.
Because we've all been there. What would you have done?
I would have fucked off.
In fact, you have done.
Oh, many times.
But we love the embarrassing stories. Keep them coming
in,
please.
Oh, yes, please.
Hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Say that again.
Hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Okay, here's an email from Kelly Fairhurst. Hello, that Glenn, Kelly Carl Fairhurst. And Mary. Hello, Mary. I know you're listening.
Hello!
She'll be listening at her RAF base because she's amazing. Yeah. Kelly says, I'm an avid listener, but I've only emailed once before and I felt terrible afterwards. I asked you to do a shout out around this time last year for my children, Agnes, Margot, Bonnie and Watson, but I forgot my wonderful fiancé, Joshua, and to make it worse, it was his birthday on the 10th of December. Oof. So as it's around
what
a year
a
on, could you please do a happy birthday song to Joshua? No. Even better, see if Reg could do a shout out as he loves Reg and thinks he's brilliant. That could make up for me, she's swearing here, fecking up, but she uses another letter. I'm forgetting the shout out, yes, for last year's birthday. Thank you for being so funny. I love being able to listen to you at all and can't wait to see Yvette and Carl at Shrewsbury Prison next year, dragging my mum along for support. That's, as I said, from Kelly. Well, happy birthday to Joshua. Well, we're not going to sing because we're shit at it. But no,
can't
no, please don't. Anyway, happy birthday, Joshua. Have a fabulous day. Shut up. No.
Yeah. Mr. President.
Mr. President. With Watson in the background. Or is it? Right, stop that. Did you know that's the noise he makes when I walk around a shop?
I was singing.
He goes, do the noise.
I do. I literally, just because it really annoys you, especially when people are close, I just go.
Oh, yes. Do it when there's lots of people gathered around.
Yeah, he does. Where were we when I actually heard somebody doing that? Where were we? And I could not stop laughing.
I can't remember.
And he was a young guy as well. Yeah. We were in a car.
Was it when we were all having our pictures taken and Darren was doing it at the end of the...
Darren does do that. But he's got a lot going on in his head, as Darren.
He has.
I've forgotten where it was, but we were going somewhere and he was doing it and I was laughing. I was trying so hard not to laugh.
Right, there's an email here from Simon Loveday.
What a great name.
From
what
Portsmouth.
A fab day.
He's from Portsmouth, works in Southampton.
Okay.
Just said, what a fab day. No, a fab name.
It's not just me, then. Idiot. Maybe
what
it's in the
fuck?
Air.
What's going on there?
I don't know.
Is it the wine? Even the fumes are sending you off.
Maybe.
Hi, Loony Bunch. Does he mean us?
I think it does.
Long-time listener, first-time emailer. Those are my favourite emailers. Just sort of put that out there.
Say again.
Long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Ah, you like that. Mm.
So you're saying all the other ones that email us regularly, you just don't give
them. No, I just like it. I think it's nice that people feel they're entrusted enough to email us for the first time when they've been listening a long time.
All I want to know is why the fuck haven't you done it beforehand?
Yeah, come on.
Come on, Simon. Why have you waited so long?
For fuck's sake, Simon. For fuck's sake.
All right, get on with it.
He says, I actually came late to the party and have been binging all the episodes since the first on my commute to and from work. I'm up to number 99 so far, so that's when writing this email, and have a funny story and a rant to share.
Oh, good on you.
I'm a bus driver and love the Reg Corker's Elvis jingle, and on difficult journeys, find myself singing it on an empty bus.
Oh, brilliant!
But the other day, I was singing along only to find my bus wasn't empty. There was a young lady on, and she just laughed and said, guess what she said?
What did she say?
She said, I love the Anytime podcast too.
Get on! That's amazing! Yes! Woo!
You know, just in honour, I think we're going to have to...
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Why does a man keep bothering me? I can't get the peace in heaven above when he says, shut the fuck up, Reg.
Yeah!
Reg Corker, shut the fuck up.
There you go.
Brilliant.
So, she says, I love the Anytime podcast too. Reg is great, and I laugh my head off. Now the rant. I was listening to what Mary was saying in episode 98, Muffwash, about stupid drivers pulling out in front of her, and believe me, I feel her pain. I get it on a daily basis. There's something about a bus that people automatically think they desperately need to get in front of it at all costs.
True.
Or if they're in a side road, they can't wait the extra 10 seconds for me to go past. A bus... is 40 foot long, 10 foot wide, weighs 2 tons empty, 3.5 tons full, carries 30 to 40 people at a time, and is an absolute killing machine, yet people's stupidity still put me and my passengers' lives at risk at least 10 times a day, all because they don't want to sit behind a bus. Anyway, rant over. I wasn't always a bus driver.
Go on. What? Go on.
I used to be a professional wrestler. Traveling the world, entertaining people. I've got some really good prank stories to tell you, but won't bore you on here. Yeah, we heard from Carl's earlier.
Did you go to Mexico? Because they're huge fans of wrestling.
It says, if you would let me know and I'll write them in another email, because as we always say, wrestlers make the best pranksters. And one last thing, don't know if it's already been guessed, but I've got a guess for the mystery noise, so we'll get to that in a moment. Anyway, love and light, you crazy bunch. Simon Loveday from Portsmouth.
Simon, let's hear it for the bus drivers.
Yes, come on, Simon. We love you, Simon, and thank you.
Keep all the good work. And what you should do is send us a voice note on WhatsApp with one of your prank stories, Simon. Please.
Yes, please. It's 075-999-27537. That's 075-999-27537.
Store that number in your mobile phone, and then send us through WhatsApp the
also,
the
if you'd like, you can just send us your... The noise you make when you come.
Why would you do that?
The sneeze.
Your sneeze. What do you sneeze like? It will tell us everything.
What do you sneeze like?
That's what we need to know.
No, I want to know what you sound like when you come.
Oh, why, you weirdo?
Yeah, you weirdo.
You freaky weirdo.
Because out of this podcast, that's the weird thing.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
for a game of
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
So Simon Loveday, who we've just heard from,
oh, lovely Portsmouth, Simon, yes.
Says, I think the noise, which sounds like this, by the way. Is someone using a bike or foot pump?
No, I'm so sorry, Simon. I'm coming straight out with it, and it's incorrect. I'm sorry.
Never mind. Andy Danes has been in touch. Just wanted to start by saying thank you for the free advertising. Eh? I'm a retail store manager, and since you guys started talking about the Bailey's fingers, we can't keep them on the shelf. Despite previously them not moving very fast, I've decided I'm giving you guys the credit for that.
Yes!
Yes!
Wow!
Yes!
What about that? Can you, help with some marketing.
Yes, can you talk to your bosses? We need sponsoring. Yeah, that would be marvellous.
Yeah. It would be. Anyway, I think the noise is a sink plunger unblocking a sink.
That's a very good guess. But is unfortunately, it no, it's not correct.
It's good, but it's not right. Okay, and one here from Emma Burns. Does she?
God, poor woman, I bet she's heard that all her life.
Probably.
I bet she hates you right now.
Hello, you wonderful lot. You life-lightning lot. I've been listening to the podcast since almost the start, and I'm a die-hard Most Haunted fan, but this is my first time contacting you. I have a warning.
Long-time listener.
A long-time, first-time emailer, yeah? I have a warning that you should perhaps share with others. So it's basically not listen to this podcast if you're recovering from surgery. Is the warning we should
that.
Say.
I can understand that very much.
Because
so.
You were recovering from surgery.
I was recovering
you?
From surgery, and it's on YouTube for you to watch, where Carl comes in and puts the actual blood pressure strap thing cuff around his neck and starts pumping his face up. I am trying so hard. In fact, maybe we can listen to a clip of it now.
Carl continues with his medical diagnosis that laughter is the best medicine, whether you want it or not.
Wow.
Well, there's certain things, you know, for any man, when you're in that situation and they leave stuff around, you have to try it out. And because there's no one there to tell you how it works.
They leave stuff around.
I had just come out of the operating theatre.
And you're a bit groggy.
I just had a hysterectomy, so you can't laugh at all because it's so painful.
Well,
so I feel your pain.
Emma here.
Emma
has just had a hysterectomy.
Oh, go on.
She says, I'd have a radical hysterectomy. Knowing I was going to be very miserable afterwards, I'd saved the last 2 weeks podcast to cheer me up. Big mistake.
Yes, no, you shouldn't have done that.
Do you know the pain that explosive laughter can cause when you have internal stitches and external gluing?
Yes.
I almost figured out the last word of Reg's Correspondence Corner jingle, but it was so worth it, so thank you. What's that noise? As a special treat, I was taken to the supermarket today to waddle around like a little old granny, and I heard it. I think the noise is a shopping trolley's wheels squeaking on the floor. Am I right? Am I? Much love. And giant what's-its, Emma Burns.
Emma! Oh my God!
I thought that was a name. Much love and China wants it.
Read it again.
Much love and giant what's it, Emma Burns.
That was Angina what's it.
Angina what's
Angina.
Oh, well, Angina what's it, otherwise known as Emma Burns. Let me tell you, what a great... I'm impressed with that guess.
Yeah.
I have to say. But it's a wrong! I'm so sorry, Emma.
And finally, from Rosie Gillard.
Are you going to let me read one?
Yeah, all right then. I didn't think you wanted to.
Ooh. I'm telling you, there's a take.
I thought you were enjoying the wine.
I'll tell you
actually,
what, there's a take.
I forgot. It's your noise. You do that one, yeah. Don't you? I thought it was an email.
No. Well, it is technically an email.
She does get quite leery when she's having a few drinks.
I am leery.
That's funny, though.
I'm feeling leery.
Oh, I say.
Oh, my God, this wine. What's up with it? Have you put something in it?
Oh, sweetheart, it's because you've had the whole fucking bottle. It's nice.
I haven't had... Now, come on. I've had...
3/4 of it.
I have had 3/4 of it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Any wine will do that to you.
Coisterelle de Nîmes.
Blah, blah.
We enjoyed it so much last week.
A pied at the door. Le pied d'or. This final email comes from Rosie Gillard. Thank you. In Buckinghamshire. Mm. This is my third time writing in. I just love your podcast so much and look forward to it each week. My guesses for What's That Noise are a mechanical hand mixer.
No.
Or an exercise bike.
No.
Keep being amazing and thank you for the laughs. And the amazing company. Thank you very much, Rosie.
I thought there was going to be another one, though. No, another guest. I was just rising up to go, don't be so silly. But no, it wasn't there.
Unfortunately,
I can give a clue. Oh, I think I need on, to give a clue. Clue, yeah. Have a clue. Go on. I did mention beforehand that I was... It's something that people need if something doesn't work properly on their body.
Oh, WD-40.
Yeah, and that was the first clue, which right. I gave a couple of...
Viagra doesn't make that noise.
And the second clue is... what shall I say? It's the second clue. Yes, and it was moving round and round in circles.
Let's have a listen again. Something you put on your body when it's not working properly and it goes round in circles.
When you hear that, you really do get those... When you... Listening to it that intently,
yeah.
you know why the guesses are what they are.
I could give another clue, or shall I save it for next week?
Up to you. It depends how quickly you want this done.
Yeah. Actually, next week we'll be looking for all your Christmas correspondence, by the way, because it's...
Yes, of course. Yeah. Christmas is here.
Yeah. Very cold and wintry this week, you might have noticed.
It's very cold and wintry.
Yeah.
There's been some very cold places and some not-so-cold places.
And let me tell you, I've had to put the blanket on.
Have you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very bad.
It must be cold for that to happen.
Flipping freezing it is.
Yeah,
flipping freezing. Anyway, I forgot what I was going to give us another
clue. It was that cold
clue.
The other night she let me in bed.
I did. I needed to
official
warm
foot
up.
Warmer.
I do. He is my official foot warmer. I said, open your legs, and I shove my plates of meat in there.
Yeah. Used to be the other way around, but that's changed.
That's changed. Yeah. Get older, yeah.
Anyway, I forgot my other clue, so move on.
Right. Well, I think I've just heard the sound of Reg arriving in the snow.
Really clearly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Listen, after... On Wednesday, when we went out in the dark with him, he drove me insane, more so than ever before. Absolutely. I'm really going to have to contain myself when he comes in.
I think you just have an issue with poor old Reg.
I do have an issue with him, because he's bloody
rude. He's got
an
issue with us, though, both of us.
He hates us. He is the most...
Oh, my God, Carl, you really... He's the kindest, most peaceful man.
No, he's not. You don't see the other part of him. No, you don't. What's going on with you?
Nothing.
Have you got a thing for Reg?
No, I'm saying what I see.
Have you gone bisexual? Have you gone bisexual with Reg?
No, I haven't. I'm saying to you...
You've got some spot for Diddy, though.
Diddy's lovely.
Soft you know, spot for Diddy.
No, it is. It's nice, and you know, he likes a bit of a foot massage.
Does he?
Well, like to
it's
him
good
foot.
For us.
Yeah, it's good for.
But
Reg is just a spiritual man. Mm. You know, wasn't there something saying he screamed at a baby on an aeroplane? He'd never do that.
No,
he just wouldn't do it.
Well, funnily enough, I believe he would.
Go on then.
Off you go. See what's escape new. Like you normally do.
Have a what's it before
you go and have a what's it. Go on then.
Oh, good luck.
Oh. Why is he always on me?
And me?
No, he doesn't.
Well, he doesn't call you a witch, does he? He doesn't call me a witch.
No, he doesn't.
He's always angry at me, though.
He calls me a slag and a this, that, and the other. I'm bloody sick and tired of it.
No,
you Mr. Radio Man, which you are.
Well, not really, but yes.
It's Winsley, she's out there. Oh, I'll have a check with
Winsley. Oh, my God. You go out there, then. You creep. You crawler. Crawler! Bloody crawler.
It's okay.
Hi, Reg.
Hello, Reg. Lovely to see you.
How you doing?
Right, okay, hold on. Right, I need to get my seat right.
Oh, you all right? You got hemorrhoids? Okay.
Don't be so disgusting. I just come in here.
You just look like you're walking in pain, that's all I'm saying.
You've just been careful on the ice, aren't you?
It's cold out there, Yvette.
I can't look at you.
Witch! Okay.
You need to tell him you're not afraid of him, remember?
Right.
He knows I'm not afraid of him.
You need to say it, though.
Right. I'm not afraid of you.
Yeah, you're not afraid of me.
No, I'm not.
But you need to be afraid of what I can do!
What's that?
Right. You're a witch! I can hex you! I can scuffle your legs! Not just once, not just a duo, but a trio of three times! I would put you in a place that's not square. It's not round. Not oblong. It's room shaped. That's what I do.
Okay, Reg. How are you anyway? Obviously, you haven't got hemorrhoids.
I can sense in there.
Oh.
You on your own. An individual incarceration of a man. Anyway, I'm not.
Oh my
you're
God.
Not going to wind me up.
I'm
you
not
did
minded,
last
I'm
week.
Not.
You weren't right last week.
No, because
right.
you.
I'm right. not arguing. I'm in charge here.
You're not.
Because I'm
no,
the spiritual
you're not.
Leader.
Okay. We're in charge.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Everyone knows I make this fucking podcast of yours. No one listens to it until I come on. Everybody knows that.
I right. think you just got very right. carried away.
Just
a couple
shut
of
the
days
fuck
ago
up
when we did that investigation.
Hey, shut the fuck. Not down. In the spiritual world, we have the opposite of that, up.
Okay.
Right? Okay, now, Radio Man.
Yes.
Start recording.
Recording.
In three, two, one. Okay.
Now.
Right. When I do the counter,
we usually
I'm
say recording afterwards.
You
after 3, 2, 1,
you're
not
something.
Doesn't he normally say recording after 3, 2, 1?
You're just
three,
not
two,
a nice person. You're not a nice person. Right. Okay. Non-believe. Okay, I'm getting that. Spare me. Non-believer. All I have for you is a trusted saying. All of us true psychics know.
What would that be?
To the believer. No proof. Is a possible negative, and no non-believer is truly that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
That's
so that's
one.
What I'm
okay.
saying. Anyway, start recording.
That. Yeah,
okay.
In three, two, one. Hey, everybody!
Hi,
great to see you.
What a
great
treat!
You look
you.
Great.
Thanks very much. I feel great. It's a good week. A good week. Cold. It's cold out there.
It's chilly. Awesome,
some places in this country are cold.
I know.
Mm?
Yeah. Well, I've been listening to the weather forecast. It's cold out there.
But we kept each other warm, didn't we, the other night?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. All of us together.
Yeah.
Well,
do you
well,
want
to
remind
be fair,
everybody where we went, Reg? Can you remember?
Yeah. Conshorthaven.
Conshorthaven. I've got a place there.
Now, just to remind everybody, well, we won't remind you, not telling you, just to tell you, we did an investigation with Reg in
Conshorthaven.
Conshorthaven.
It's Conshorthaven Manor.
That's right. But it was used during World War II as a morgue.
Yeah.
It was, wasn't it?
That is used before that.
Well, obviously.
With a lot of other stuff,
that's
too.
That's right. But we
there
decided.
There was a lot of stuff happened
yeah,
there.
We decided.
Spiritual, ghostly stuff.
That's right. We decided that we were going to go into the morgue.
We did.
Yeah,
we
and the slab,
evil,
the morgue.
Evil morgue.
Yeah.
The evil. It was evil there.
I know, Reg.
Look, you keep talking. I'm giving the atmosphere here.
You don't need the atmosphere.
I do. You talk.
I'm trying to
hey, look,
link
I'm
into
teaching you how to do
recording.
Fucking telly here.
I don't
and
need...
To talk.
This isn't telly, is it? This is radio, Reg.
It's telly
it's
without
radio.
The video.
You shut the fuck up.
It's TV without
Reg,
the picture.
Shut up.
I can't shut up because all you're doing is spouting periodical crap.
Anyway, this is what happened when we went to the morgue.
Say it.
Conshorthaven is where we're at.
Conshorthaven Manor.
Conshorthaven Manor.
Yeah, in Conshorthaven itself.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a small village.
Okay. Right, here we are in Conshorthaven. It's a manor house and we're about to go into the morgue. Okay, we brought Watson along with us.
Oh, yeah,
hi,
Watson.
Yeah.
I'm sensing stuff.
Already?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
The door's open.
I can't see a bloody thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Can you feel me?
Nice. Oh, was that you?
Oh, can you feel me?
I've got you.
It's a bit hairy. Okay, now.
Okay.
Now, just, can I just, a little bit of history about this place?
Yeah.
Okay. So, apparently, it's really haunted. Lots of people have had poltergeist activity happen around them. It's really violent. There's something really evil in this morgue. But the most prevalent thing that occurs here is a really bad odour, but nobody knows what it is.
I just think, how are we going to know that with you in here?
and that stench of fucking tuna. Because it's bad. You need to get, you know, the old Brillo pad down there.
Why do you always have to get fucking personal?
Just the wash.
Why do you have
just
to get
wash
personal?
The fucking thing.
Well, Richard, if we're going to go through the historical records, people are always reporting it smells bad in this place anyway.
It's not me. But it's going to smell worse. I smelt it in the car here. Come in here.
That could have been Dini's uncle.
You know when
uncle?
We stopped for an ice cream and you got all horny for some reason?
Never mind that. You said you weren't going to mention that.
Well, it was silly trying to stick your dick in my ice cream. It was disgusting.
Well, it was a strawberry flavoured one.
Disgusting. Right, okay. Right. Spare me.
Oh, God.
Come to us from on high. Show us your hair. Cover her stench with the blankets, for goodness. Okay. I'm getting some stuff here. There's something definitely here. I'm getting to death.
Is it the stench of death?
I'm sorry.
Are you okay,
just,
love?
I'm just overcome.
Yeah, you've overcome. Spare me, does that? He comes over you.
Oh, what's that? Oh.
What the fuck? That's a growl.
Isn't it?
It's a growl.
Whose growler is that?
Is that yours, Evie?
No, it is not
okay,
mine.
Okay, I'm just seeing.
It isn't. What the hell is that noise?
No, is it some kind of.
There's no. What?
There's no electricity here, is there?
No.
Wait, what? Hang on. I thought I heard something else then.
Are you making noises?
No, I'm not.
Definitely some.
Let me switch my torch on.
No, don't do that. Don't. No. Don't. I don't know why, but with that torch on, I want to stick my dick in it.
All right. I'll switch it off.
Okay. Turn.
Oh, I'm in half pain.
Okay. I'm going to try and entice the spirits out.
Okay.
You negative demon. Come on out. Show us you're here. Open up the portal of your hell and come and see us.
Hang on, was that Watson?
But it, what? Hey, come closer.
Who's making that noise? Are you farting?
No, that's not us.
What the hell is
that's
that?
The evil.
What?
That's the evil. It's the evil's
no,
coming.
It's not. The,
it's coming closer. Go, cross your hands. I demand you, demon, go back into the asshole of eternity.
I'm gonna get
you. You flatulent fucker. Go. You demonic anus, take back the.
Get out!
Run, everybody! The anus is dragging us in the dark.
I don't know about you, don't want to go back there ever again.
Nah, that was evil. That was evil.
Horrific.
Yeah. I could see, when we left, I could see the dark portal of an anus.
Was it on the slab?
No, it was on a slant.
Okay. What?
A slant.
Right.
But it was a hairy anus.
Ooh, no.
And it was pulling us in. If we had been in there any longer, we would have become flatulent spirits.
Well, so it was like a vortex.
It was an anal vortex.
Oh, God.
It was an evil anal vortex.
Oh, my God.
They're very rare.
You should feel great that I introduced you to that.
Oh, my God.
Not many people will have seen
that
anyway.
I never want to ever experience that. I mean, I threw up all outside.
It was horrible.
All down your trousers,
but,
I know.
But the trouble is it came from both ends. I've never seen a vagina throw up. And let's face it, you'd think that'd be used to foul stench, wouldn't you?
Oh, my God.
Right, anyway, I've got to go, because Wendelene's outside.
Oh, God, better not keep her waiting. Groan out loud.
Reg.
All right, bye, Reg.
I can't talk anymore. Reg Carcare brings love and light to you. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, God, dear. I can't cope. But I can't cope anymore.
How was it?
I'm a nervous wreck, honestly. Every time he comes in, and then we have to now, because the producers are saying that we have to go and do these recordings in a haunted house.
Yeah, he's vigilant.
Honest to God, I've lost weight. Through the amount of fear and danger and the amount of fluids that I'm losing.
Yeah,
fluids.
Yeah, vomiting.
Oh, sorry.
Dehydrating yourself.
Yeah. A bit of that as well.
It would give a reason for the foul bunch of pee.
That's true, yeah.
It's going on a couple of weeks, that now.
Yeah,
isn't it
has.
How was Wendelene?
Lovely, yeah. I think her and Reg has got. Yeah, they seem to be getting on a lot better now. I think she's running his she's doing readings apparently on his on his phone-in thing that he's got. I don't know. I didn't know he still did it. To be fair.
Well, there we go.
Well, so
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I am, and it's probably just as well. It's the end of the show.
It certainly is. Until next week.
Of course, we want all your Christmas correspondence coming in. Christmas messages.
Let's get festive, people. Wonderful. Let us know what your plans are for Christmas. Any funny, weird, fabulous, great. Bit rude. Rude stories.
Oh, yes.
Let us know. You can leave your voice notes. You can email us. And you can email us on hello@anytimepodcast.com. And you can leave your voice notes on WhatsApp. And this is the number 075-999-27537. That's 075-999-27537.
Excellent work, I think you will find.
No, thank you.
And we're another step closer to the big day.
I know.
So thank you very much for listening. We look forward to your Christmas correspondence.
Yes, have a fantastic week, people, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye-bye. Yvette and Glenn.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.